fighting for America.
U.S. wins 2-1 in dramatic fashion.
Why are we so down with this game?
Team USA with the win. America beat Ghana last night in their first World Cup game.
Do we know where Ghana is? Fighting for Idaho.
USA now plays Portugal on June 22nd.
I'd rather see a quarterback throw a touchdown or a NASCAR guy taking a bunch of left turns.
Fighting for you.
Hey, you remember this from the last World Cup? Was that the Vavazuzu or whatever? Remember that? Remember we used to play that all the time? Like incessantly?
You can relieve yourself of the guilt of not liking soccer right here.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning. On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Who needs the Expendables 3? Joining us now, our friend from Washington, Senator Jim Risch at 580 KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Kevin, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. So are you buying the World Cup stuff, or what do you think?
You know what? I haven't watched any of it or really even heard much about it. I guess when I was watching the news last night, I saw that somebody went out there, played for 90 minutes, and never scored a point. That I kind of let football, I mean, F-O-O-T-B-A-L-L.
Well, I share in that, sir. I agree with you, but you know we're trying to be more big tentish, if you will. And but
okay,
I'm with you.
You do that for me. Okay?
Thanks, I appreciate that. Anyway, Senator Risch, what happened the last time we talked to you? Everything was well, not wonderful in the Middle East, but Iraq seemed to be stable, and now.
Well, you know, Kevin, this is. What you need to do on these things is kind of step back and then look at it from above at the 30,000-foot level. And, you know, I've been saying this since I ran for this office and since I've been here. We Americans have a tendency, as I think all human beings do, to analyze situations and make judgments and make decisions based on our own cultural foundations and training and experience. And as a result of that, we're trying to look at what's going on in the Middle East, particularly in the in Iraq and Syria and Iran and all those areas, and understand it and analyze it based on what we know about what goes on around us and has for all of our lives. Look, these people are different than we are. You know, no matter how you hold hands and sing kumbaya, they are different than we are. Their culture is different. They think differently. Their decisions are made to a large extent based upon the religious convictions that they have. And sometimes that works with each other and with the rest of the world, and sometimes it doesn't. I mean, the largest fights that have been going on in the Middle East and the most frequent fights going on in the Middle East is a fight between the Sunnis and the Shiites, both of whom are Muslims, much like our Christian religions where we have different followings within the Christians, whether it's Catholic or Methodist or Episcopal or what have you. These are two very large religious groups that have differences, and frankly, you got to study it pretty deeply to even understand those differences. It goes all the way back to Muhammad and his sons, and what they believe and what they follow. And we're in there trying to resolve that. I mean, this is an impossibility, really, to try to do that. So, you really need to step back and have a look at this. And we went into Iraq. We removed Saddam Hussein. We really settled everything down because we put a military presence on the ground that was tough, that was able to win battles, that was able to settle things down. But what happens when you leave? They revert back to what they've been doing for over a millennia. And how do you resolve that? I mean, the military action is one thing. Nation building is another thing, and there isn't really anybody that's good at nation building.
Senator Risch, you take a look at the reactions of some of your colleagues. You have a lot of folks on the Senate side saying that we need to go back in. Another 9/11 is imminent. As you said, you always study these issues. Number one, your thoughts on that. Number two, you and the Senate understand the idea of building a consensus, building compromise. And did Maliki fail to do that by excluding the Sunnis from his government?
The answer to the second question is really easy. The answer is yes. But again, we're trying to sit here and make those decisions with Maliki, who is a politician, and he has to play to his base. And when he plays to his base, that includes the differences between the Sunnis and the Shiites, and he's going to play to his team, and that right. probably is what caused that, as far as Malachi is concerned. In answer to your first question, you know, another 9/11 being imminent, I view that this way. Since 9/11, another 9/11 has been in the works for a long, long time. The imminency of it, I think, I don't think anybody really can predict that. We do know, and I've got to be careful what I say here and how far I go with this, but we do know when things are starting to heat up and happening within the terrorist network around the world and step up precautions and what have you. But there's no certainty in that. You don't really know when there's another 9/11 coming. But it's, I mean, there is no doubt there's going to be another terrorist attack. Indeed, before the sun sets tonight, somewhere in the world there's going to be a terrorist attack. So we, you know, we're very vigilant in that. We got to be right 100% of the time. They only got to be right one time, and we got a problem. But I don't, as far as going back into Iraq, there isn't anybody talking about putting boots on the ground in Iraq. Look, there's been a tremendous amount of treasure, and I mean both blood and financial treasure that the American people have given the Iraqi people. They've got to do this. We can't do this for them. They have to do this. And it's not working over there, and I certainly don't have the answer. I think probably what we're going to have to do is use some air power to protect the interest and our infrastructure over there and our people over there, and that's relatively easy to do compared to something else. But boots, the American people are tired of this. I'm tired of this. I think everybody is, that as far as boots on the ground are concerned.
Senator Risch, let's continue on about Iraq, because it does play into a few things. You've got the Iranians now possibly partnering up with the Iraqis. There's been talk that we could, believe it or not, offer the Iranians air support, and it seems rather odd that we're willing to go to get in bed with Iran when they still have some Americans, including Pastor Saeed.
Right. That's more than odd as far as I'm concerned. But I think this is part of what I've characterized of this administration's foreign policy, and that is, I can do it in one word, and it's naive. It's incredibly naive, and but what they're talking about there, I think, is we just don't need to do that, and it's not a good thing for us to do. You know, I think one thing, Kevin, to put this all in perspective for Idahoans is, you know, why should we care? What does this mean to us? Well, the next time you stop at the gas pump and fill up, and you think about this, it'll come home to you real quickly why we should care, because the world oil supply is a world oil supply. We are a major player in that, and if the government could get out of the way, we could be energy independent. The Russians are a big player in that, and many parts are. But you can't ignore the fact that a tremendous amount of oil comes from the Middle East, and if you get a disruption in that supply, or you get a disruption in a piece of it, it greatly affects the price of gasoline for us. So it's important for us to have stability over there. You know, everybody says, oh, we'd like to see a democracy, we'd like to see this, and we'd like to see that. Look, you can't make these people do something that they don't want to do, and I hope I'm absolutely wrong on this, but I think as we continue to draw down in Afghanistan, you're going to see the second half of the movie we've seen over the last week or two.
Senator Risch with us at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. Senator, Your thoughts on the Bergdahl fallout?
Well, you know, at this time, I think we all need to back off on this. You know, the Bergdahl issue. I, as much as anybody, in fact, back here, the national media says I probably was the guy that pressed the administration to get him out, and I was very patient with them. They worked hard at it and what have you. But as you also remember, I was quite critical when the actual exchange took place. And look, it's really important that Bo Bergdahl was taken out of the custody of the Taliban and gotten into the custody of the American military system so that they can handle this thing according to their procedures. And he accounts for his conduct. The second half of that is the five people that they let go. I mean, it is breathtaking. It's astonishing that these five people were let go. We in the United States have spilled a lot of blood and spent a lot of money to get our hands on or kill the people who are the ringleaders of trying to kill us, that are focused on us and trying to kill us. These five were at the heart of that. They have two of them are wanted by the World Court to answer for war crimes, for crying out loud. To release them back, to just turn them loose and turn them back, which is essentially what happened. I mean, they're supposedly under house arrest in Qatar for the next year. Well, now we're down to 48 weeks or something like that, that they're going to be, and then they're free. They're free to go after that. I had real difficulty with that. I mean, these guys were the worst of the worst. You know, if they wanted to trade some prisoner, I have no problem with that. I really wanted to get him out of the custody, but to let these five go, that was just too big a price to pay as far as I was concerned.
Senator Jim Risch with us here at 580 KIDO. Senator, finally, quick question. Your reaction to the Benghazi arrest?
Well, it's about time. You know, that is the guy, as you recall, who not long after was sitting in cafes in Tripoli and also in the Benghazi area, sipping coffee and giving interviews to CNN and everyone else. It's good we got our hands on them. It's about time we got our hands on them. I disagree with what they're doing. If it was up to me, he'd be hauled right off to Gitmo and thrown in and said, look, we'll see you whenever. But they've put him on a naval ship, and he's headed for the United States, and they're going to give him a trial. And the administration is saying, oh, we're going to show the world that we are a just people, and he's going to answer to justice and all that. The rest of the world doesn't care about that. I mean, we Americans care about that. We're civilized human beings. We understand the justice system. The other people in the world shake their head and go, well, they got their hands on an enemy, and they're going to take him into court. They're going to take him into the Capitol in Washington, D.C., and he's going to have a trial, and he's going to have lawyers, and they're going to spend millions on this guy, when he could be just hauled off to Guantanamo, and he's under both the law of the United States and the international law, the rules of war. It would be absolutely lawful to throw him into Gitmo and throw away the key.
Senator Risch, we appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
All right. Nice to talk to you.
Take care.
All right,
bye. That's our frienditor. There we have a new term, frienditor. There we have it. Who needs Sesame Street when you have Kevin Miller? They already have one Oscar the Grouch. Okay, thanks for that. Our Senator Jim Risch here at 580 KIDO. Coming up next, Barry Peterson, State Party Chairman, and Senator Crapo as well. Let's get you to work safely on
Sean Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
The meltdown that happened.
Both factions were fighting over control, really, of the convention.
It really erupted.
A lot of people were yelling at the delegates. They were yelling at Labrador. There was a lot of jeering. You had booing on one side, you had cheering and clapping on the other.
We've probably all been to family reunions that didn't end up like we had hoped.
The only vote that they were able to actually complete was on throwing people out.
And joining us now, it is Barry, the Buck Stops Here Peterson at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning to you, Trevor. Top of the morning.
Trevor, Kever. Who knows? Good to have you with us here.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, what's going on, Barry? I hear you're in the news.
So it seems. Beyond my wildest imagination, the events of the last week or so, it's an incredible thing to me how things have unfolded. But I wanted to report, if you would permit me, on the what I think a course of action is for the party.
Well, sure, Barry. Now, we've got about 4 minutes, so they'll all be yours with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Go ahead.
Well, as a result of the convention where the delegates were brought together for the purpose of voting on the rules of the convention, the platform, and the officers of the party, there was parliamentarian procedure that went on for over 4 hours that delayed essentially all vote-taking. And when the agenda run its course and was over at 3 o'clock, they moved to adjourn. And our convention chairman, Representative Raul Labrador, my hat's off to him for the incredible work he tried to do. But irrespective of that, when they called for a motion to adjourn, he conferred with the parliamentarians, of which there were two, and after consultation, he came back to the mic and announced to all the delegates that the motion to adjourn would, in effect, leave all the standing officers of the party and the platform, the rules, everything would stay in place as it had been prior to the convention if we adjourn without taking a vote.
So you're still the boss.
Well, according to his announcement there, and there was overwhelming support of the motion based on his comments. But I want to comment relative to the rules. I've read those things till I'm blue in the face, and it appears to me that the rules are designed so that there is never a vacancy. And certainly the concept that Raul announced from the podium that things would stay in place was the moving factor that got all the delegates to almost universally accept the position that we would adjourn. And so there's a lot of upheaval, and then in the effort to try to steer the course and be reasonable and fair, I've called a rules committee meeting, a standing rules committee meeting for tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock here at the office. And that committee is made up of two representatives from each of the seven districts in the state. And they'll assemble and hear the legal brief by Jason Risch and a legal brief by Chris Troupas. And a member of the committee has an opinion as well, and that's Trent Clark from over to Soda Springs. And they'll hear those issues, and they'll make a decision whether or not we're in compliance with the rule or what we have to do to come into compliance with the rule. So if we'll be peaceable and let this meeting happen, then we'll have the results of it, and by sometime late Thursday evening, we'll have that decision out of the Rules Committee, and then I hope the course is set.
Well, maybe we can get you back on Friday morning with the results.
Yes.
It'll be exclusive with Trevor.
Yes, absolutely. You tell me the time, and I'll report.
How about 6 a.m.?
6 a.m. is a wonderful hour.
6:05, Barry. Call us then, and we'll have the exclusive with you. Forget Popke. We'll have you.
Friday morning, absolutely.
Well, I miss our time together, Barry, but you're a troublemaker now. I don't know if I can hang out with you anymore.
Well, I want to be a peacemaker, not a troublemaker. So if you're a peacemaker, I enjoy your company.
Barry, God bless. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you very much.
All right, our great friend Barry Peterson joining us at 580KIDO. It is Kevin Miller in the Morning. Coming up next, we will have Senator Crapo, and you heard it here first from the chairman. A big meeting tomorrow. If everything's approved, peace will be had, and perhaps all sides will get together and we'll sing a song together. How about that? Wouldn't we all be happy, happy, happy? It is 8:30. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Abe Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kay Miller in the Morning. It is 8:37 at 580KIDO. Don't forget, Boise Music Festival ticket locations. What is it? Anytime Fitness today? All locations. You go in and get a big workout and get some free tickets. Very exciting. And, of course, a week from Saturday. And I don't know if Tea Party Bob and the Patrioteers will be there. But who knows? So we will take a look at that. Also coming up this week, more on the World Cup. I think about the World Cup, and I think to myself, are you really down with the World Cup and its propaganda? We go now live to Senator Mike Crapo at 580KIDO. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good to have you with us. So now, are you down with the World Cup, or are you...
I wish. I just left a global climate hearing with Barbara Boxer, and I'm glad I'm on the phone with you instead.
I was going to say, she'd be a great goalie. Senator, a lot to talk about, and first and foremost, the situation in Iraq eventually will spill over here. If for nothing else, we're going to have a rise in energy prices. How will this impact our economy, which, again, you're such a champion of making sure that the taxpayers are taken care of?
Well, you know, the situation in Iraq is a disaster, frankly. It's incredible to see us devolve in Iraq from where we were when we had successfully been able to establish control and help a new government form to now, after we have essentially left them in a free fall, and we see the ISIS and other very dangerous elements taking control in the country. It's hard to predict the exact impact on the economy. We know it's going to have an impact on oil prices. What my biggest worry is, though, frankly, is that this will now dramatically increase the potential for a successful terrorist strike at the United States. This can be the launching grounds, if you will, for further threats to American soil. And I am very concerned about that dynamic.
Senator, let's get back to that in a second, but something that is well within your wheelhouse, and that's the economy and where, you know, we're, you know, is the dollar becoming less and less powerful? Yesterday, meat prices, chicken prices, up when we're talking inflation and such. Are you concerned about Idahoans, Americans' buying power being diminished?
Well, yes, I am, and I hate to always be discussing negative dynamics when we're talking about our economy. But as you know, our national debt is now at $17.5 trillion. When we were discussing it just a few years ago, it was down in the $12 trillion range, and that was out of control. We don't seem to be doing what we need to do to stave off the economic consequences of Washington's failures in fiscal policy. And a lot of people say to me, well, this terrible crisis hasn't happened yet. Maybe you're wrong about it. The reason it hasn't happened is because our Federal Reserve is literally printing trillions of dollars and pumping them into the economy to try to stave it off. They're trying to help keep our debt down lower at the federal level by buying up all of our bonds at low interest rates. But they cannot continue to prop the economy up that way forever. And I'm very concerned that if we don't have some fiscal restraint in Washington really soon, we could see serious crisis in our economy.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, how can you explain the stock market blowing up when most of the Americans are out of it and we're printing money? And I talked to Dave Pezza, which you talked to quite a bit as well, and I go,
yeah,
Dave, fiscally, this is insane, what's going on here. The market's going crazy, and we're printing funny money.
Yeah, and a lot of people look at the stock market and they say, hey, you know, the stock market's really been growing over the last couple of years. Things must be okay. Well, first of all, the stock market does not reflect necessarily the underlying strength of the economy. And what we've seen is that often through the bubbles that we get into, it doesn't even correctly reflect the valuation of the stocks of the businesses, which are related. But the fact is, I believe that using the stock market as a gauge for whether we're in good condition or not is not the right indicator.
Senator Crapo with us here at 580KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. Now, Senator, yesterday we had this big issue involving this Benghazi arrest. Your reaction to that?
Well, first of all, I think the fact that we are continuing to investigate Benghazi is good. You know, there's been an I think, a concerted effort to sort of sweep it under the table. And I believe that the pressures here in Congress and across the country from like-minded individuals to keep the issue focused is what is continuing this effort and making it stay lively. We've got to get to the bottom of this, and so I'm actually glad to see that we are making progress.
Senator, the idea that we could possibly be partnering with our friends, the Iranians, and they're not our friends, they call us the Great Satan, to give them air cover in Iraq, your reaction to that, and still no resolution over Pastor Saeed?
Well, you're right. And this, first of all, we should not be engaging in partnership with Iran. They are a problem for us and a threat to us. And it really highlights the failure of President Obama's foreign policy, that he literally is looking at an option, because he has so few other options, of creating an alliance with a danger to our country in order to deal with another danger that has grown up because of our failure to resolve issues and have a strong foreign policy. There are so many ways in which the circumstance in Iraq shows the failure of current American policy that it is discouraging, but this is one of the biggest ones. And I do not believe that we should be engaging in an alliance with Iraq in this context.
And, Senator, you go back to, you know, Pastor Saeed still being held by these folks, and, you know, Nagmeet still trying to raise awareness. Your thoughts to her and people here in the Treasure Valley?
Well, we continue to raise this issue with our State Department and intelligence officials and our military officials as they negotiate with Iran. At this point, they continue to refuse to make it one of their demands in the negotiations relating to nuclear policy. But we will not forget, and we will continue to encourage that we do everything that we can to obtain the release of Pastor Abedini.
Senator Mike Crapo with us, Kevin Miller in the Morning at 580 KIDO. Now, on a still an important note, but a kind of a light note, Senator, I heard you were the chief rabble-rouser in Moscow over the weekend.
Well, you know, there was a problem there, and it's unfortunate. We have a disagreement among Republicans about certain parts of our leadership team and about some of the elements of our platform. And unfortunately, that has resulted in our inability to, at least at the convention, it resulted in our inability to achieve finality in terms of our elections and platform development. I believe that things are going to resolve themselves, I hope, soon. What we've got to remind ourselves of as Republicans is that we have, and historically have, over the last 10 or 15 years, have had, I think, the strongest Republican Party in America. And although right now we're having an intra-party squabble, I believe that we are going to get past that and remember our need for a united focus on winning elections so that we can follow the kinds of principles that we know we need to follow in the government of Idaho and of the nation.
Senator, anything else that you'd like to share that we didn't get a hold of you about today that you feel is important to people here?
Well, the only other thing that I will raise is actually a couple of things. It's the issue of privacy. You and I have talked before about the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and its efforts to collect information on Americans' bank accounts and their credit card transactions. That is moving ahead at pace, at a very fast pace, and I think Americans should continue to be aware of it, and I continue to push back on it. And just remind people that another remarkable development about the Internal Revenue Service losing all of the emails about their illegal effort to try to use the IRS to pressure conservative organizations is news that I think people should not forget. We've got this. This is an outrage that they are claiming they've lost all these emails, and I don't think there's very many Americans who believe it.
Senator, we always appreciate it. Back to that, you know, we can never emphasize this enough, the printing of the money and the markets. Any signs when the chickens are going to come home to roost on that one?
Well, I have believed that the chickens were going to come home to roost, so to speak, sooner than now. In fact, in other words, I thought it would have happened by now, and it hasn't, which just is an indication that America's economy is more resilient than maybe some of us even thought it was. And we've given it credit for being a very powerful economy. But it just can't continue forever. I wish I could give you the timeline. But I've been asking economic leaders in our country and around the world that question for 4 or 5 years now, and I don't believe any of them think that this is going to be able to be staved off forever. And they're talking in periods of a few years. But who knows? I even hate to say that the words a few years, because it may be sooner, it may be longer. But the time is ticking, and we don't have much time to correct our fiscal path here in the United States.
Senator, we appreciate it. Have fun playing some more soccer with Barbara Boxer there.
We'll try to do that.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Our great friend, Senator Mike Crapo, 580-KIDO, 848. Let's get you to work. How about...
Listen on your smartphone, download the Radio Pop app today, set an alarm, and never miss a second of Kevin Miller. The Radio Pop on your phone and on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, Kay Millie in the morning here at 580-KIDO. I have just gotten this memo from management. Kevin, because of your bashing of the World Cup, from now on, to punish you and your Miller militia, Tea Party Bob's name will now become World Cup Bob in honor of the global interest in the sport. So good morning, soon-to-be birthday boy.
Good morning, Kevin.
I don't. It just doesn't have the same ring as Tea Party Bob. And Tea Party Bob's thinking to himself, great, he conned me into getting shirts. He cons me into getting hats. I got a website now, Tea Party Bob. I've got a Facebook, Tea Party Bob. And now he changes my name to World Cup Bob.
You're getting yourself in a lot of hot water this morning, aren't you?
Story of my life.
Well, I'm going to stay away from the World Cup. It's not something that interests me very much. My kids used to play soccer, but I'm not a big soccer fan.
It's socialism. It's socialism. Everybody gets a chance at the ball.
Yeah. Isn't that something, huh? Well, I just wanted to weigh in here a little bit. You had Barry on earlier on the Republican convention, and I guess it could best be summed up with a quote from President Lincoln that a house divided against itself cannot stand. You know, the establishment Republicans keep referring to Ronald Reagan's Big Ten approach. Problem is that you have a definitive housing problem. When the left and the right can't get along and agree on anything, I liken it to having rhinos and elephants in the same tent. Not enough room, so there's bound to be a big problem. The convention was extremely contentious.
And well, wait a minute now. Were you at the convention?
No, but I've got 50 emails in the last 24 hours on it.
Okay.
Boy, I tell you, I have more information. I would better off sitting here and getting all the information than going up and wasting all my money.
Did you hear the lieutenant governor saying Tom Munns, TomMunns.com? That's the power of advertising on this program.
You know, I'll tell you, there's nothing like a little branding.
I don't mind that.
I'm
with you. So what do you make of Barry and the secret meeting that
he
just outed?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, the establishment thought they hijacked everything, but they had 130 delegates disqualified, and that was done by the Congressional Committee. They kind of outboxed themselves.
I think they're going to get Barry. I hope not, though.
You know, that's... not according to the rules. That they can't do if Barry allows them to have another election, or they decide through the whole group and two attorneys decide that they're going to do that, that's fine. But, you know, if the left wants a compromise, I'm sure we'll find, you know, a welcome crowd on the right.
The left? You mean the Republican Party?
That's what I call the left, yes.
Fighting words.
You know, you've got two factions here. I'm just hoping that they're not going to give us more rhetoric and more horse manure like we've been hearing.
See, with comments like that, you're going to really bring people together.
Well, you know, it was comments like the governor saying, oh, we're going to have unity, and we're going to get together, and then next thing you know, they're on the attack. You know, you can't have peace when you're starting a war. That's what they did. They decided to start a war instead of try and put things together. They handed us a hot potato instead of an olive branch. It doesn't work.
Well, those are words of wisdom today.
Well, I kind of hope that Barry can reunite some of the problems that we have. There are some vast differences.
So what's going to happen with your guy, Congressman Labrador?
Actually, I'm kind of happy with what he's doing.
Of course you are.
Well, hey, listen, you know, the guy's stepping up to the plate. Not a lot of people in his position would do that. I think we have an opportunity here. And that's going to be good for Idaho, too, if he could become majority leader.
Smart political move, whether he wins or not. He's in the front page of the paper, and he recovers nicely from the convention. So am I seeing you Saturday there, birthday boy?
I will be there, no doubt about it. We're going to have to bring a birthday cake in so we can celebrate.
And we're bringing the paddle for you.
Oh, no paddles.
You got to listen.
You're a target now.
Thank you, Tea Party Bob.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. I'm sorry, Upper Management. World Cup Bob. Quickly to traffic. All right, coming up tomorrow at 580 KIDO, Greg Pruitt and I debate guns and soccer, plus you. That sounds good to me. Even better, thank you all for listening. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith.
Serving Emmett, Idaho.